source of hatred in the world is religion. And organized religion.
These Christian apologists are full of intolerance and expecting us to swallow it, but I'm not allowing this. First, they claim this is a Christian nation and then proceed to try to merge their little doctrine into biased legislation. Like we should give a damn about the God they praise or their book of contradictions written back in the days. Some mythological, hypocritical bullshit that tends to distort shit, and then you wonder why we all ignore this. You're atheists to each and every other type of God. For all you know, the one you worship it could be the fraud. Yeah, I know, we're taking it out of context. That's what you would say next. Like it's a fucking complex. Guess I'm an evil child of Satan. Keep on mocking me. Average Americans do not want a theocracy. So keep your mysticism deep inside your mental prisons and let us grown-ups make our own decisions. You can't avoid them. You can't ignore them. With every generation, they gonna spread the poison. The finger point.
You are listening to the Skeptic Hour. I'm Doubting Thomas, along with co-host RW.
Salutations.
It is April 3rd, 2011. We have a great show lined up. We have two special guests today. We have Zach Copeland from Louisiana. He's been dealing with the creationist law in his state, battling that. And we also have Mike, the religious antagonist. And first, if you would like to call in, the number is 888-815-9756. Please remember to follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter by searching The Skeptic Hour. Also, remember, you can go to theskeptichour.com to listen to our show live and for previous shows and upcoming show information. Hey, first I want to talk about Dr. Wendy Walsh's comments on CNN. Did you remember that, Landon?
She's a quack. She's a complete and total quack, man.
Well,
ridiculous.
I was totally unaware of this, but according to Dr. Walsh, atheists die first. Pretty much, she said in a segment on CNN about the decline in religious affiliation, she said that studies show that atheists usually die first because of their lack of belief in a supernatural being.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, is that the fact?
Yeah. That's what she said. She said we die first because we have nothing higher than ourselves to believe in. Let's play the clip.
Doesn't mean that science has all the answers for everything. In fact, we're talking about survivors a while ago. Most studies on survivors show that the atheists die first, because if you don't believe in something supernatural, how can you imagine that you yourself have supernatural abilities enough to survive? So faith in something.
Completely ridiculous. Okay, let me just say this, Thomas. So basically what she's asserting is that atheists die first because they're more rational. Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, that's what it would come down to. That's exactly why I don't believe.
So if I can imagine that I'm Wolverine from the X-Men and have a healing factor, does that mean that I should be able to survive most injuries? What is she really saying?
I don't know.
It's completely ridiculous. A completely ridiculous assertion.
I tell you what I do. I challenge any theists out there. If they truly believe this, let's set up two different hospitals. Let's have one for atheists. Let's have another hospital for believers. Let's give the believers prayer instead of medicine, and we atheists to take the medicine. Let's see who does the dying first.
Yeah, they can have nuns as nurses. They can have the pastors as doctors and imams, depending on what religious faith that they subscribe to. And we'll just take all the scientists and the doctors. Let's do that study. Come on. She's a quack. And you know, it's funny how she didn't mention who did the study. What source is she citing?
She didn't cite any source. She just said it.
And I guess because on
CNN, I thought they were better than that. I hope this isn't the beginning of them becoming another Fox News.
Oh, please. I mean, we can't really handle two. I mean, I can't believe it. So, I mean, was she on like some kind of an opinion show, or was she being interviewed by someone? I mean,
it was just a segment where they were discussing the decline in religious affiliation. You know, I guess free thought is big now. I mean, it's becoming, people are starting to think more rational now, and they're not buying the old time religion anymore. So, you know.
Oh, and that's a bad thing, huh?
Yeah.
That's a bad thing. You know, only in America. Let me just say, only in America, okay, can thinking rationally all of a sudden become looked upon like the bubonic plague. It's spreading. oh, it's spreading. That's completely ridiculous. And she's a doctor, huh?
I guess when you have that title in front of your name, you can say whatever.
Really? Really? I'm going to do something about that. I'm going to have to go out and get some kind of a doctor of humanities or something like that, so I can have a PhD next to my name or something. I mean, really?
You could go to Ken Hovind's college. You don't have to work that hard.
Yeah, I kind of want to learn something, though. I think you go backwards when you go to Ken Hovind's. Then you go backwards. Now, come on, man. I mean, that's a completely ridiculous assertion. And the bad part about it is she got on there and said that, and there's nobody to challenge it. So when people see that there's a doctor in front of her name, they're going to say, oh, she must know what she's talking about. Because, you know, the average American, unfortunately, is not really big on critical thinking. They see a doctor. You know, it shows you, even in commercials, they'll put some guy up there in the lab coat, and they'll start talking about a certain medicine. And this guy's an actor, he's not even a doctor, but they know they can fool the average American or average viewer into looking at that as, oh, he has a lab coat on, he must know what he's talking about. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Right, right.
She's a douche.
Yep.
She's lucky Glenn Beck already won the Douchebag of the Month Award, but she'll get that next.
Yep, she will be for this month.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. It's April now.
Hey, well, it's time for the Coda Dusty, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Zach Copeland.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is Dusty Smith, the People's Atheist, and you're listening to the Cult of Dusty, only on the Skeptic Hour. Hello, America, and welcome. I'm Dusty Smith, and this is The Cult of Dusty. I was a young Earth creationist. I had the spiel down pat. I studied Ken Hovind's tapes, watched them over and over again. I listened to all his radio programs, I watched all his debates, and I memorized his material. Now, some of you guys may be familiar with the YouTube guy Venom Fang X. I was exactly like that. I had the spiel down exactly like he did. I could even tell the same exact jokes that Hovind tells, exactly the way he does it, just like Venom Fang X does. And let me tell you, when you're a Christian and you want to believe, you just want to believe the Bible is true, and you go out there and you seek out information that confirms what you want to believe, Hovind's shit is brilliant because it explains everything. It explains exactly why science is wrong, 100% completely wrong, and why the Bible is 100% completely right. And it is brilliant. Hovind deserves every single penny he has made pushing this bullshit. And believe me, he's made millions and millions and millions. He's a multi-millionaire. I mean, that's why he's in jail right now, because he made so many millions and didn't pay taxes on it. And I know people like to rag on him for not being a real doctor, but damn, his shit is brilliant if you're a Christian. Because, let's face it, as a Christian, you're not really going to go look up what he's saying to see if it's true or not. You're not really going to go research evolution. You're not going to go look at biology and genetics, and you're not really going to look into it. You just want somebody to tell you that what you believe is right, and he does that. And he does it in a pseudo-scientific way that makes you feel like you have all the answers you're looking for. To a complete fucking idiot, it is proof. And I was a complete fucking idiot. I swallowed that shit hook, line, and sinker. But I'm proud to say I was actually able to break free from that bullshit, because I did the one thing that few Christians ever do. I actually went and researched it for myself to see what the truth was. I went and looked to see what the experts had to say. I went and read the works from people who have researched this stuff their entire lives. I studied genetics. I looked into the human genome. I even went and read Origin of the Species, so I'd actually know what the theory of evolution really is. And I find that most Christians have no idea what the theory of evolution is. They have no idea. Because if you only listen to people like Hovind, Hovind completely lies to you about what the theory of evolution is. You have to go see for yourself what it actually is from the person who fucking created the theory to begin with. And once you do that, and once you research all the information that's backed up this, then you will realize what I realized is a fact. Evolution is a fucking fact, just like gravity is, just like the first law of thermodynamics and the theory of relativity. Evolution is a fact. If you will actually go research this for yourself, you'll find this out. Shit, even Christian geneticists, at least any ones that are respectable, now openly admit that evolution is true. Because it is impossible to look at the genetic evidence, to look at the human genome, and not understand fully that evolution is a fact. So I challenge all of you Ken Hovind parrots to stop parroting Ken Hovind for 5 minutes and actually go out there and look up the information for yourself and see what the experts have to say about it. Believe me, you don't have to be a dumbass anymore. For thecultofdusty.com, I'm Dusty Smith, and until next time, stay logical, America.
You see, Genesis chapter 1 says everything that God made was very, and none of you think kill or be killed, survival of the fittest, nature red and tooth and claw is good. Is the world really 6,000 years old? Do you realize up till Noah's day, people lived to be nearly 1,000? You don't die because you get old, you die because you're a sinner. Up till Noah's day, there's no record of rain.
Those crazy creationists. No rain on record until Noah's day.
Wow.
It did not rain a drop until Noah's day. Well, our guest, Zach Copeland, we will be discussing the situation in Louisiana and the law that allows them to teach creationism in a classroom. Hello, Zach.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming on the show, Zach. Now, I understand you're a senior in high school. You decided to challenge the Louisiana Science Education Act this year. Why did you decide to wait till your senior year to challenge it?
I've always wanted to do it, and I've been thinking about doing it for years. But this is the last year I'm in high school, and it's sort of like my last chance. I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do it this year, and so I worked on, I talked to Barbara Forrest and found out what it would take to repeal this law, and we started working on a campaign. And that was last July. And now it's come to a point where we're thinking we get this repeal passed.
Mm-hmm. And now this this bill was passed in 2008, am I right?
Yeah, it was passed in 2008. We're just now starting to see the first effects of it. Livingston Parish in Louisiana, last summer was actually attempting to put creationism in their curriculum because of this law, but because of the uproar, they've actually pushed their attempts to implement it back a year, so there will likely be a fight this year if we don't get the law repealed.
Wow.
Okay. Huh. Man. So, I mean, you mentioned that the young people in Louisiana deserve better scientific education. You feel it puts them at a disadvantage when they leave and to go get jobs and compete with other people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's much, much harder to get a job if we don't have a proper science education. We're competing with kids from not just around the country, but around the world. I mean, they don't teach creationism in China. They teach biology. They teach evolution in all the other countries around the world. And we need to make sure we can compete with them. And to do that, we have to be taught proper science, which is evolution.
Okay. Hey, Zach, this is Landon. You say the teaching of evolution is sound science and is also compatible with religious faith. It's like a position that's supported by all the mainstream religious denominations. Why do you think that this is something that right now at this time that they want to try to put creationism or intelligent design into the schools?
I mean, I'm just going to make sure you're asking why they wanted to put creationism in the class right now.
Yeah.
I sort of missed part of it. Okay. It was just a turn of events that was lucky for them. They ended up with a legislature that wanted to do it, so they got it through. And it wasn't really a specific, we're going to go, for example, in the year 2008 and try and get it passed. They've always been trying to get it passed, and this was the year they just pulled it off.
Wow.
And so
now go ahead.
It's already having, I understand it's already having the intended results. Some schools are going forward with trying to teach creationism now. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the biggest example of this is, I mentioned earlier, Livingston Parish. And I would quote the Livingston Parish School Board Director of Curriculum, who said that the purpose of this law is to teach, quote-unquote, critical thinking and creationism in the science class. And so this law is absolutely having its intended effect. the other day, March 1st, Intercessors for America put out a statement saying this law was about creationism and that it actually said pray to keep the creationism in the classroom. But the point is they recognize exactly what this law is, and there's no denying it. There's no hiding it. It's one, unconstitutional, and it's two, being used to teach. And it's not just a law that could be unconstitutional. It's being used to teach creationism, and it's clearly unconstitutional.
Wow, yeah, that's a scary thought. They're starting to teach this. You don't want a generation full of people that's scientific. Wow.
Scientific illiterates, basically.
Yeah,
scientific
illiterates. It's scary. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. So, Zach, like, how can we actually help? How can people actually help you in your cause?
The best way, if you're in Louisiana, the best thing you can do is call your legislator. Call or email them, but calling is the best because they really, you can ignore an email, but it's much harder to ignore a phone call, and that will make an effect on them. And
right. Just
make sure they hear that Louisiana people want the law repealed. If you're out of the country, or not, oops, sorry, out of state, the best thing you can do is you can send around my website, repealcreationism.com. You can join the Facebook. You can send the Facebook and Twitter to your friends. And those are all pretty easily available. You can find them on my website, or if you just Google my name or repeal the Louisiana Science Education Act, you can find all of those. And the website, again, is www.repealcreationism.com.
Cool.
And you have you're on Twitter and Facebook too, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we have those, and we'll be putting out announcements on what people can do to help on those.
And before you go, Zach, what type of reaction are you getting from classmates? More supporting you than not, or?
I've had a very, very positive reaction from not just classmates, but from people in general. I've actually met random people who know who I am and told me you're doing a great job. We're behind you 100%.
And how about the teachers?
All my teachers are behind me.
Excellent.
I mean, I really think we can actually get this law repealed.
I hope so. Well, I applaud you. We'll keep fighting the fight, man, and hopefully it goes well for you down there. Anytime you need a voice or to get the word out about what's going on, just let us know.
All right. Thank you. Good to be on
the
show.
You're welcome, Zach, and thanks for coming on today. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking with our next guest, the religious antagonist.
Hey, yo, this is your favorite atheist rapper, Sickness, and you're listening to the Skeptic Hour.
In the endless reaches of the universe, there once existed a planet known as Krypton, a planet that burned like a green star in the distant heavens. Their civilization was far advanced and had brought forth a race of supermen whose mental and physical powers were developed to the absolute peak of human perfection.
The world is doomed, it's doomed, too much almost out of room. Watch through, watch it bloom, watch it go boom, boom. Like Tesla, I'll shock you, watch your complacent gesture. Yeah. But your heart can take the pressure, like Brett the Hitman, the wrestler. I'm the professor, just as I profess to be Escher, the sketcher of rap. Eat you like Hannibal, the cannibal. And I hack at you, betcha, you better bet that I get you. How to set you before I let you get spread on the stretcher. Tell myself I'm Osama, sick, they're never gonna get you. Hope these lyrics on this bullet in your head will infect you. I'm the bad guy, the jester, cause in jest I contest your most cherished belief. That's why they say my songs are molested. I hit a bigot with a big hit. You get it, I dig it, I spit it like a fucking kid in a confessional. Get it, he took his erection and bit it. You betcha he did it. Forget the other half, father up in heaven, you'll get it.
I'm a man, I'm a human being. All I do is breed and ruin things. I'm a fat man, I pollute streams, blue of things. This world is doomed, it seems. Cause I'm a man,
I'm a
human being. All I do is breed and ruin things. I'm a bad man, this world is doomed, it seems. Dying as a music scene.
Yes, I'm about to polish off all your holocaust. All your holla mazel tov. Wanna shower, gotta wash. Fucking fatty waddle off. Waffle house, lot of cost. Lot of starving kids on this earth. and we want them off.
Want a Walmart on your block?
Yeah. Where you hired on your boss? Fuck your mom and papa shops, I bought the lots for half the cost. Fucking diamonds, want to watch? Watch it bling, watch it watch. I walked up to the African, miner's hand and chopped it off. Are you proud to be human? Are you proud to be stupid? Are you proud to shout out loud that you doubt evolution? The world was made for you. Don't think about what you're doing, about what you ruin, polluting, or about what you're losing. Come the sky on. Was blue, and now you turned it into a new one, a brown one with black clouds. Perfume of pollution, what we're pursuing, it's an illusion. Keep building, keep using, keep growing, and keep on consuming, cause we are human.
I'm a human being. All I do is breed and ruin things. I'm a bad man. I pollute the streams and blue up things. This world is doomed, it seems. Cause I'm a man. I'm a human being. All I do is breed and ruin things. I'm a bad man. This world is doomed, it seems. Dying as the music seems.
He plans to strike tonight. Beware, you fools. My electromagnetic ray strikes tonight at 12. Total destruction will come to those who laughed at me and failed to heed my warning.
My catalyst called antagonist. Watch me tackle this spectacular rapper. Can't fathom how miraculous this package is. Fabulous like a faggot is attacking this ravenously. Handcuff us to Shaquille O'Neal. You still couldn't shackle us. Look at me. I'm bragging while the planet collapses. While the Paxil in my brain dances on my synapses. You're about to take your fucking cash and shove it right up your asses. And rap to you while I do it like you're fighting with Cassius. Muhammad Ali, I drop them rhymes on your asses. I'm Tech 9 with a masses. You know you like me your best. The world's on fire, we've ignited the matches. When everything is gone, we'll probably fight over ashes. I'll revile the masses, quick to hire the fascists. Like, let's see who can pile the bodies higher the fastest. Ignore time as it passes, but when you look back, your memories will be painted black like blind colored glass.
I'm a man, I'm a human being. All I do is breathe and ruin things. I'm a bad man, I pollute the streams and blew up things. This world is doomed, it seems, cause I'm a man.
You're listening to The Skeptic Hour, and our next guest started posting videos on YouTube in December of 2010. He now has over 2,000 subscribers on YouTube, and his videos include Christian Music Hall of Fame, Better Bible Uses, Put the Bible in the Fiction Section, God versus the $20 Bill, Mormons, The Other White Meat, and Religion Pop Quiz.
Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm the Religious Antagonist.
Hello, Mike.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Hey. How's it going, Mike?
Great, great. Thanks for having me on, you guys.
No problem. We're happy to have you on. You've been making quite a name for yourself with your videos.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, just doing what I can, doing my part to, you know, spread the blasphemy, right?
Yeah.
Tear down the house.
There we go.
Right. Now, you started in 2010 on YouTube?
Yeah, December, just a few months ago. I started putting some videos up, and, you know, it's actually grown exponentially since I've been putting them up. And, you know, it's great. It's great that, you know, the community, at least most of the community, has, you know, gotten behind me and supported me and what I'm doing, and you know, at least they, you know, see some merit in it, and it's been great. It's been fun. It's been a wild ride, man.
Yeah. Huh. Now, Mike, your videos, you have a background in video editing or filmmaking?
A little bit. I mean, I'm an amateur. I mean, I just taught myself. I mean, I don't necessarily like editing, but it's just kind of a necessary evil. You know, if you want something done, you kind of got to do it yourself. So, you know, I just kind of picked it up and done it myself. But it's an exciting medium. I mean, you know, YouTube is a great tool that we can use, and I'm glad that it's being used by me and, you know, a lot of other people as well. You know, the internet's a great place to connect with people and the secular movement to grow. So it's just great. I mean, it's fucking awesome. I love it.
Well, I tell you, you know, for someone with just an amateur background in it, the quality of your videos definitely stands out when in comparison to a lot of the other videos I watch on YouTube.
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to deliver a high quality product. Otherwise, you know, you lose credibility and it just looks amateur, and you know, then you feel like you're wasting people's time. You know, which, I mean, you know, some people, they feel like I'm wasting their time in the first place. But, you know, you know, at least the one critique I've never received is that my videos look like shit. So, you know, as long as we can keep it that way, I've heard everything else from my receding hairline to my sweater.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
You know, everything under the sun.
They are petty. They are petty.
Yeah, you're put the Bible in the fiction section video. I love that video. The
hilarious.
You went to the library and started putting Bibles in the fiction section, and the librarian gave you her cart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, she had no idea what you were doing. No idea.
I walked in and figured, well, you know, they haven't kicked me out yet. Maybe I can really make a statement and move all of these things, you know? So, yeah, she gave me the cart, and yeah, it was great, you know, moved them and took them up. And, you know, I took a lot of flack for that video in particular, just because, you know, I took some editing liberties regarding the Dewey Decimal System and you know, our Bible's really filed under historical section, you know, just all kinds of bullshit. But it's like, you know, the point of the video is it's a harmless stunt. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not suggesting everybody go out to their public libraries and move right, Bibles right into the fiction section. But, you know, right, it's a valid point. You know, the Bible is fiction. I believe that. I know there's a lot of people that believe that as well. And, you know, and it's just, it's fucking funny to watch somebody walk into a library, put on a face mask and gloves because they don't want to touch it because it's hazardous material, ask the librarian for a cart, walk into the fiction section, be confused. Is it horror? Is it mystery? Because it makes no sense. I mean, you know, and then you know, walk out and no harm done. I mean, you know, I understand, you know, it's the library is not the best place to make a theological statement. But come on. I mean, I don't know. It's humor.
I thought it was hilarious. And anybody that would really, you know, take too much of offense to that has a huge stick in the butt. Because, I mean, come on, man. That's good stuff right there.
I kind of feel stupid, and you said you don't expect anybody to do that because I did that yesterday.
Well, you know, I was encouraging people to make videos and post them in response to my video, and there were some people that did, you know, and you know, I mean, that's great. I mean, you know, this is something stupid. I mean, you know, clearly the Dewey Decimal System, you know, the librarians themselves don't make that rule. But, you know, I mean, come on. It's just
the point, right? What was
Yeah. So whatever. I mean, you know, I can take the criticism. I mean, you know, I wouldn't put my face out there if I wasn't ready to handle it.
That's true. That's true.
And your video, Mormons, the other white meat.
Mm-hmm.
I like the black guy you interviewed at first, and you were explaining what you did, and his reaction was, because I'm a man, I love everybody.
Oh Lord, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, he's a brother. Just you know, it's just, you know, it's crazy to think how many people that the Mormon religion has offended. And I just thought, you know, if I'm going to pretend to convert to Mormonism, the first thing I need to do is realize, you know, see the error of the Mormon tradition and apologize, you know. And so I make my way out to apologize to women, to black people, to homosexuals. I mean, it's just satire, you know, and that's what I hope to deliver, and hopefully that's what was captured on film, and it's connected with a lot of people, especially ex-Mormons. I mean, they think it's hilarious. You know, I was really concerned they would maybe be offended by it, but they think it's great. You know, I mean, it's been huge on, like, message boards and ex-Mormon blogs and stuff. I mean, it's great.
That's cool.
Were you out there in the last part of the video? Were you really out there in front of a Mormon church, or?
Yeah, Yeah, there. Where we filmed it at, there's a church and then there's a temple. So I filmed in front of a temple on a Sunday morning, and they don't have services on Sundays at temples, I guess. But the church next door did. So, you know, we set up this merchandise table where I sell Mormon, you know, merchandise, just, you know, gold plate replicas, a Joseph Smith action figure, some
Joseph Smith action figure. Really?
Yeah. Joseph Smith action figure. And I have like a pocket full of five or six little female doll, like little Barbie dolls, and they're the wives. They're sold separately. And, you know, so I just go out and I start pitching this. And you know, if they would have just ignored me, I wouldn't have gotten as good a footage. But, you know, of course, they got to come out and see what's going on, and I got to blur their faces. And then, you know, we make a big deal out of it, and they try to push my camera down. I mean, it just makes for gold footage.
I thought they were going to get physical with you.
I hoped they would. I mean, that would be great.
That'd be great footage. I mean, the hospital bill might have been a little steep, but I mean, that's great footage right there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I mean, you know, once again, I wouldn't go out there unless I was expecting at some point somebody to take a swipe at me. And hey, you know what? Hopefully, if it happens, I get it on camera, right?
Right, exactly.
That camera's a good weapon.
There you go. Hey,
and Mike, were you raised in a religious family?
Yes, I was. I was raised fundamentalist, you know, born again, hands in the air, slain in the spirit, speaking in tongues, you know, snake talking, Noah's Ark, you know, Jesus freaks, right? Yeah, like certified crazy people. That's how I was raised.
Wow. Are you the black sheep now?
You know, I my family clearly doesn't appreciate what I do, but the way I look at it is, you know, I don't really care. You know, I mean, I think
that's a good way to look at it.
You know, Billy Joel, he said it best in that song, My Life. You know, like, you know, I don't care what you say anymore. It's my life.
It's my life, right? Right.
Don't tell me how to live my life. Don't tell me what's right and wrong. You know, I can make these decisions for myself. I'm paraphrasing Billy Joel now. He didn't say all that, but
you know, but that is the larger point.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the major point is, you know, this is our life, and I'm not going to let somebody else tell me not to do something, you know, just because I'm afraid of, you know, whatever, pissing off grandma. Right. grandma still loves me. Grandma still makes cookies. We're good.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, as long as you're getting
I'm not off her holiday list.
All right. Right. You haven't got cut off the cookie list. You're still
not
doing
yet.
Good then.
Not yet, no.
what motivates you to do this?
You know, I think that my biggest motivation is just I'd like to think that I'm helping kill religion. You know, I mean, even if it's just on a small scale. You know, I mean, I'm not like, you know, Zach. I mean, I'm not like Zach or, you know, the guy you just interviewed or, you know, Dawkins or Hitchens or, you know. I mean, I'm not at that level, but I'm doing something and I'm doing what I can do, which, you know, I'm using what quote-unquote talents I have. and I'm perpetuating a movement, and I think that's important. You know, I think it's important to ridicule and to criticize. I mean, that's what the First Amendment's all about. And that's what motivates me, is just the thought that even if I'm doing it in a small way, I'm doing my part, which is something. And, you know, maybe I could do something more productive. Maybe I couldn't. I guess that's a matter of perception. But I'm having a lot of fucking fun doing it, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Well, you know, everybody can't do it in the same manner. I mean, the way you do it works for you. I think you're doing a great job. And now, what are you looking to accomplish with your videos? What do you want people to get out of watching your videos?
Besides a hearty laugh, because that's what I got.
Well, entertainment is important. I mean, you know, I try to create, you know, good entertainment, and hopefully, you know, there's some satire behind it, and, you know, there's a point to it all. But, you know, I guess I just hope to accomplish, you know, spreading doubt, you know, spreading skepticism. I mean, you know, I've heard blasphemy is a victimless crime. I mean, I've heard that's you know, that's a popular quote within the secular community, and I believe that. I mean, I just want to, you know, I want to create, like I said, entertaining and critical material on religion, and then just grow it, you know, grow the audience. Everyone can join in on the fun. You know, I mean, I don't know necessarily if there's an end goal, but, you know, just rally against unintelligence and rationality and you know, and just the most important thing is be critical and realize, you know, religion gets a free pass in so many instances. It doesn't deserve it. You know, let's open up and let's be critical and let's make fun of ridiculous theology and beliefs and customs. I mean, not necessarily believers, beliefs, you know, and that can be a fine line, you know.
Yeah, I got you. Actual beliefs, right.
Exactly. And that, I guess that's what I hope to accomplish and get better at what I do, you know, and develop what I'm doing.
Right. Now, your video, the God, God versus the $20 bill, that's what I want to talk about, because that video has more views than any of your other videos on YouTube.
Yep.
And I think the reason why is because it's a lot of people feel it's controversial, offensive. What? Let's go ahead and play. Let's just go ahead and play it. I'll let everybody.
I just wanted to personally introduce this video because it's a little different than some of my other ones. Basically, I was filming earlier this week, and I saw a homeless person on the street holding a sign and asking for money. His sign said, God bless, at the bottom of it, and my idea was to offer him $20 to cross the word God out of his sign. Now, this guy was living out of an RV with his wife and kid, and it was probably 30 degrees out. So I approached this guy, and I made my pitch.
Introduce yourself. Who? What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron. Okay. Now, this is the Miracle Bus?
Yes, it is.
Is this right?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
That's pretty nice, dude.
Full with the Holy Spirit.
Full of the Holy Spirit. So this is what we're doing. I am not a big fan of religion.
Okay.
And I noticed your sign says, God bless.
Yes.
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to pitch something to you.
Okay.
I'll give you some money if we cross the God out.
I'm going to have to say no.
Don't you think it's kind of silly that you're not going to accept free money because of
You think
God?
My love for my Lord and Savior is silly?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But it seems to some people that don't believe in that very silly. It seems like a silly
I'll have
situation.
To say they're miserable beings for not accepting.
Obviously, I'm being a jerk in what I'm asking these people to do. They believe so strongly in something, and who am I to say it's not real? But what this footage documents, and why I think it's special, is that this represents everything that's wrong with religion. It's a complete disregard for common sense. I mean, I'm asking a homeless man with a wife and a child to cross out three letters on a sign, and I'm going to give them $20 to do that, but he won't take the money because he's afraid of pissing off God.
Your God will send you to hell for taking
Absolutely
my $20.
Not.
He so then take it. Cross
no.
out the God.
No.
Take it.
It
and
isn't,
buy some
it
money.
Isn't about
buy
going to hell. It isn't about going
what
to
is
hell.
What is it about?
It's about.
Help me understand.
I'm trying to if you shut up for 5 seconds. It's about this is my God.
Yeah.
And to me, what you're telling me is I am a worker of Satan.
But
your $20 to me is the same as Satan offering Jesus bread when Jesus was starving in the desert.
But that's
for 40
a fairy tale.
It's not it is a not a fairy tale.
You don't think that's
it is
no.
a Bible story.
But listen,
and it is the truth.
No, you know what's not a fairy tale is you live in a miracle bus.
That's true.
That's not a fairy tale. That's real.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fairy tale.
And
this
it's
is
a
real.
Miracle bus.
And it's $20.
And you know
I don't
what?
Think it's you only see with your eyes. You're not seeing with your mind or your heart.
So at this point in the conversation, we're just going around in circles. I mean, it seemed like there was no way to convince these people to think rationally. I mean, we're talking about a stupid sign worth 50 cents. But it's an interesting moral dilemma for a Christian. I mean, when you've hit rock bottom and you're living in an RV and you're begging for money outside of a Walmart with your wife and child in the cold, you're still programmed to think that this is all some kind of master plan. Like, you can't be held accountable since this is God's will. It's not free will.
I don't have enough money to get you guys off the street, or I would.
We don't want it.
But what I'm saying is I'm saying this is
anyway.
A sign. This is a sign worth 50 cents that I will give you $20 for crossing
Actually,
that off.
The
That's all I'm saying.
The sign and the ink, all maybe worth 20 cents. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
But you
I got
what?
A pen. I got $20. Let's make a deal. That's all I'm saying.
How about I cross you out and you give me $20?
Is there any amount of money?
Absolutely
$30.
Not.
$40.
Not $50? For $1 million for a millisecond.
$1 million.
Nope.
If I handed you a check for $1 million, if I had $1 million, and asked you to cross the God off, you wouldn't cross.
Not
it
even
off,
for
no.
a second.
What? I don't. That makes no sense. You've got a son. Prove that Christians
nope.
can think with common sense.
Christians can't think
is,
with common
this
sense.
This is not common sense.
Yes, it is.
This is
it,
faith is common
it's,
sense.
This faith
it's,
is not.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
This is not a lot, but it's something for this. I'm trade. Give me the sign for $20. Maybe that's easier. Give
what
me
are
the
you
sign.
I'm not doing with the sign.
Crossing the God out.
Then it's not going to happen.
Why?
Now, don't let it be said that I'm unreasonable. We finally came to an agreement, but in hindsight, it just looks ridiculous and childish. I mean, they're still selling out. They're still taking the 30 pieces of silver.
We've come to an agreement. We're going to cut the God out. You have scissors?
I have scissors.
We're going to cut God off the sign. I'm going to give them the $20 in exchange. They keep the God. I take the sign.
Sounds fair to me.
All right, we got ourselves a deal.
Remember, people who view this, hell no. No, I'm keeping God, and you can have the garbage.
All right.
As a matter of fact, there's your sign. Now you can't use it to say, I traded God. I got God.
And she's got God.
I got God.
And I have what's left of the sign. Yay! And look, and you're going to show the God, too. We got the God. Yay! See, everybody's happy. I got the sign. He's got the money. She's got the God. We're good. All right. Thank you guys for joining us. Stay tuned. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank
God
you.
Bless.
I really feel most sorry for the kid. I mean, what kind of future does he have growing up with parents that are so close-minded and militaristic about their religion? Parents that are so blinded to their situation by faith and thinking it's God who kicked their ass out onto the street, accepting no personal accountability. And if these people can't learn to help themselves, who can help them? Hang in there, little buddy. And hopefully mommy and daddy didn't take your $20 and tithe it all away. Good luck.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, I must say you're pretty bold.
I just got to say, I just have to say, you know, the part about you're seeing with your eyes and not your heart, I was unaware that the heart had eyes. I learn new stuff all the time. Like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, now just for anybody that isn't aware, I mean, this video is a little different than most of my other ones, like I said at the beginning. I mean, it's most of my videos I hope are fairly funny and light. This one clearly is not. I mean, there's some funny moments,
yeah.
but I'm not out just antagonizing homeless people and trying to be an asshole. I mean, that's definitely not my intention and what I try to do. But yeah, I mean, it's a powerful video. I mean, what do you guys think?
Well, I mean, it's amazing. Go ahead, Tom.
I like the video. I chose to talk about this video because your other videos are funny. That's great. But this one really hits on something that's important because you have two people out there on the streets, you know, down on their luck. They have their kid out there with them, and they won't take money for fear that they're going to be punished by this being in the sky who would allow them to be out there in the first place. And right. It kind of just it shines a light on this weird type of thinking where I can't even think like that anymore, and it scares me to think that I used to think that way. That they have a kid, and they wouldn't take your money for fear that God was going to punish them, but somehow they didn't think this was already a punishment living on the streets. I mean,
yeah, it's a breakdown of I mean, just common sense. I mean, I can almost see, you know, you can almost take the homeless factor completely out of the situation. I'm not saying that we do, but you almost can, and say, you know, why would you not trade a sign that they admit is worth, you know, 20 cents, 50 cents, whatever,
right.
for $20? Right. I mean, you know, it's because of God, and it's because of a sign, and it's almost like the sign becomes an idol or a version of God, which, you know, your listeners that, you know, haven't seen it before wouldn't know this, but, you know, when she tears up the sign at the end after we do our deal, she tears up the word family.
Without even thinking twice, but
she keeps the God. I mean, so it's clear that their priorities are wrong, And you know, the biggest argument I've heard against this video is that there was no way to win. That even if they would have sold out, also known as sold out, you know, and taken the money, then you know, I would have demonstrated that, religion is false. And then they didn't. Well, they look stupid. But the counter to that is that I never asked them to denounce their beliefs. That doesn't come
right.
up once. I say
right.
cross off the sign. So cross off the word God, three letters, and I'll give you $20, or give me the sign completely. In the uncut footage, I say, well, can I cross out bless? And they won't do that either. So I don't ask them. I mean, sure, maybe I'm asking them to blaspheme in a sense, but, you know, I'm not asking them even to cross out the God. I say, give me the sign then, and they still won't do it. And that is the issue. I mean, who in their right mind wouldn't take a $20 bill in exchange for 20 cents or 50 cents? And
yeah.
when you're standing in front of a Walmart, and that is the problem
right.
with religion. And that's why I think the footage is powerful.
Yeah, I like that video, and I think you did a great job because that just really highlights this irrational way of thinking. And I didn't find it offensive at all. I made like 5 signs during it while it was playing, so I'm ready to cross it out for you. You giving me a 20? If you handed out 20s.
Right. Oh, that's funny.
And, you know, actually on another level, I mean, them taking the money and giving you the sign, they must understand that the sign is not your God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like they looked at that piece of the word God and almost looked at that like some sort of an idol because they wrote the word God on it.
It is. It is.
It's completely ridiculous, man.
It's crazy. And, you know, it's really uncomfortable to watch for a lot of people. I mean, you know, atheists, even secularists. I mean, I got ripped apart by a lot of different groups and people because of that. You know, they say it's inhumane. They say I'm making them dance for their money. But I don't see it like that. I see it as it's an exchange of services. I mean, you know, he's asking for a handout. He wants me to just walk up and give him $20, and I'm not going to do that. I'm saying, hey, you have this sign. I'm curious to know if you're really a believer or not. And, and I would say that I'm fairly respectful. I mean, keep in mind, they're the ones that refer to me as a worker of Satan and a miserable being. You know, I mean, so, you know, in all that, I mean, you know, I try to conduct myself in a way. And, you know, the narration pieces, you know, I give my two cents. I mean, hey, it's my fucking show. I can say what I want. I shot the footage. They signed the waivers. They're good. You know, I'm going to say what I want. So, you know, but when I'm in front of them, I mean, I'm very, in my mind, direct. I'm unapologetic. And and I stand my ground and I say, hey, this is the deal. Help me understand this breakdown in your mind. And it's uncomfortable to watch somebody's common sense fail and their rationality completely break down and derail on screen in their own words when presented with something that's so stupid, like you know, trading 20 cents for $20. And it's just incredible footage. I think it's very powerful.
Especially considering the fact that it's a fear factor. They fear that their God is going to kick their ass a lot worse than he's doing already.
Right.
You know, say it.
I mean, that's a great point. I mean, fear, you know, I mean, and I even ask, I mean, is your God going to send you to hell? No. Well then
what's the big deal?
what's the big deal? What's God wants you to be out here. Is that the deal? I mean, you know, maybe he does, and that's cool. You know, I mean, I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I say that in the video. I mean, I think you're wrong, but you know, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand. And it was volatile. It was a volatile situation. It played out well. I mean, I lost. I mean, you know, they won the situation. They won the scenario. I pitched to them. I mean, I certainly didn't win. They didn't cross out the God. You know, everyone walked away happy. We shake hands. They tell me God bless at the end, and I walked away, and we were done, you know?
Right. Well, that was a crazy scenario. And it's funny you mentioned that they were mad because they said you were making them dance for the money.
Yeah. A lot of atheists have said that. You know, they say, you know, I'm dangling $20 in front of them and making them dance like monkeys and asking them to perform. I don't see it that way.
Yeah, what's wrong with being a monkey? I mean,
last time I checked, that's all that happens at church. Last time I checked, that's what.
Yeah, they're dancing for money. They dancing for blessings and dancing for someone to suspend natural law for their benefit.
Especially the black church. We dance a lot of for the money.
Yeah, a lot of dancing going on in there.
Well, you know, I suppose everybody that has a job dances for the money, right? And that's not a slam to people that don't have jobs or, you know, I mean, clearly the economy sucks right now. And I'm not, you know, saying that they, you know, they could have helped the situation they're in. I mean, I don't know the full story of their situation, but, you know, I have a job and I dance for the money, you know? I mean, I don't go there and just, you know, I work and I get up early and I go to bed early, you know? I mean, I have responsibilities and I'm not. Once again, it's not even about the homelessness. It's about the exchange of services in my mind. It's that something gets in the place of a common sense deal, and it's religion, and that can be harmful, you know. Right. And I think that's all that needs to be said about it, you know.
All right.
Well, you're listening to the Skeptic Hour. We are our guest, Mike, the religious antagonist. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
I am Justin Griffith, a foxhole atheist. Though I am an active duty sergeant, I do not speak on behalf of the Department of Defense. I'd like to tell you from experience that I need your support right now. On September 25th, 2010, the soldiers at Fort Bragg were treated to a massive evangelical Christian membership drive festival called Rock the Fort. This was billed as a spiritual fitness event, and dozens of high-ranking officers worked on it for nearly a year during the duty day using upwards of $100,000 in government-controlled funds. This event's stated purpose was to convert as many soldiers spouses, and civilians to their particular brand of Christianity, bragging about converting 500 soldiers at one event, 200 at another event on their websites, which have since been scrubbed. This event was heavily protested before it even hit Fort Bragg, as Constitution watchdog groups were watching this very closely by that time. Responding to the outpour of calls to cancel, Fort Bragg stated that they would not be canceling because they would be willing and able to provide equal support to any other group. The non-religious community at Fort Bragg is very pleased to be the first group to take them up on that offer, with Rock Beyond Belief, the festival for the rest of us, coming to Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Several great speakers, including Dan Barker, Margaret Downey, Nate Phelps, and even Richard Dawkins, joined musicians Roy Zimmerman, Spoonboy, Aiden, and even rapper Baba Brinkman of the Rap Guide to Evolution fame, and many more, all at the main post parade field on Fort Bragg. Remember, as with anything labeled spiritual fitness, the other guys were telling soldiers that they weren't fit unless they get right with their God. No religious preference demographic is second only to Christianity on Fort Bragg, ahead of the next by two orders of magnitude. There's absolutely nothing wrong with or unfit about not being spiritual. Help stop the Army's unwritten policy of don't pray, don't say. Support Rock Beyond Belief. Find out more at rockbeyondbelief.com.
You're listening to the Skeptic Hour. We have our special guest, Mike, the religious antagonist. And Mike, you yep. are working on another video that you'll be putting out soon. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, I was actually out filming all day today. You know, there's this Christian holiday coming up. I don't know, maybe you've heard of it, Easter. Which is about the resurrection of Jesus and you know, his death. And so I'm putting together something a little special for that. It should be out pretty soon.
Now, Ken, what do we have to look forward to in this video? Can you give us a little, tell us a little about it? Or?
Well, let's just say that Jesus makes a special appearance.
okay.
And that's all I'm going to say. You know, I called in the big guns for this video. I mean, you know, I thought now was the right time, and so you know, I made a couple collect calls, and you know, I you know, we'll see what happens.
Oh. I can't wait to watch it already. When can our listeners look at your YouTube channel and find the video?
It should be out in the next couple weeks. I mean, we just wrapped shooting this afternoon, so it doesn't take us that long to get the whole thing put together.
Hmm. Okay.
How many people do you use in your crew when you go out and do these shoots?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, I like to have at least two camera guys. Sometimes we have a sound guy, you know, a boom mic operator. And then, you know, it just kind of depends, you know, from there. I mean, it depends on the nature of what we're doing and how big of a scene we want to make. I mean, you know, sometimes I try to be a little, well, I hate to use the word discreet with my videos, but, you know, you know, sometimes you have to be as discreet as possible to avoid unnecessary...
entanglements, yes, I understand.
Yeah, and judicial entanglements, yeah. I actually have a lawyer now, so it's... you know, it's nice to be able to pitch ideas off her, and those are some hilarious conversations. So, what about this? Oh, no. You can't.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you're glad I got to interview you now, because you're going to be big time. I mean, the videos, you're getting good feedback from fans. You got a lot of subscribers in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
And I just think you're going to be big. I love your videos. I look forward to having you on the show again.
I look forward to it, man. Anytime. Just let me know.
Okay. You have been listening to the Skeptic Hour. That was our guest, Mike, the religious antagonist. Please remember to go to his YouTube channel. That's a religious antagonist, Mike. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And you've been listening to the Skeptic Hour. Until next time, question everything.
You can't avoid them. You can't ignore them. With every generation, they will spread the poison. The finger pointing and false anointing. The people choice them when everybody joins them.
Who are you carrying all over? Is that it? God? Well, I tell you, let me give you a little insight.